Good morning. The storm that brought rain and thunderstorms yesterday now departing over the Canadian Maritimes. A reinforcing shot of colder air is building in with a west-northwest wind from southern Canada. As a result, temperatures are dropping back through the 30s this morning, and that chilly air is touching off scattered rain and snow showers early on. But nothing that'll really add up today as we go through the morning and into the afternoon, in and out sunshine with those passing rain or snow showers persisting as the moist airflow over the Great Lakes builds in. Temperatures will respond, but only make it back into the middle and some upper 40s by mid to late day. Skies will clear out tonight. It'll be a cold night, back into the teens to around 20 for overnight lows. And with high pressure in control tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies to begin the weekend, although on the chillier side of normal, with highs staying in the 30s. On Sunday, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as we watch the next storm system develop along the Carolina coast. Those clouds will thicken during the late afternoon, and in the evening, we run the risk at some light snow, especially across coastal sections of New York and New England. High temperatures on Sunday will be in the upper 30s to around 40. The exact track of this next storm, Sunday night and Monday, will determine what we get in terms of snowfall here in interior New York and New England. If the low tracks right over Cape Cod, that's our best chance of seeing significant snow. However, the latest computer guidance takes us a little bit further east of Cape Cod, which would put us in the zone of lighter snow or just snow showers. So still a lot to be determined with this next system heading into the first couple of days of spring. Either way, it looks blustery and chilly on Monday, temperatures staying in the 30s before rebounding back to the lower 40s on Tuesday, and the risk for some rain showers Wednesday and Thursday with highs back into the lower and middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from central and southern Texas through a portion of Louisiana. Mid to upper 60s dew points reside south of a front beneath a pool of cool air aloft in this region. Moderate to strong instability is already in place. Surface heating will boost instability this afternoon across the area, and widespread thunderstorm development will be possible later in the day as the front moves into the destabilizing boundary layer across central and southern Texas. Shear from 30 to 40 knots will support both multi-cell and some supercell structures, but the tendency will be for some of this activity to be undercut by the front, limiting the primary threat to large hail. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings are in effect for the Rockies of south-central Wyoming and north-central Colorado. 5 to 10 inches of snow is possible in these locations, including Denver. Localized amounts could reach up to a foot of snow. At Mount Washington this morning, light snow and fog, 18 degrees, with a west wind at 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with light snow and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy and 39 degrees, the dew point 33, 79% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.73 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 5 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 61 degrees, the low 38. The average temperature, 50, that's 15 degrees above normal. 0.06 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, no snow, just a trace for the month, which is 7.2 inches below normal, and 10.3 inches of snow for the season, which is 43.8 inches below normal. There were 15 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 379, and for the season, 4,308, which is 1,191 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 69, set in 2012, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1900. Sunrise this morning at 7.01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7.06 p.m., 12 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, breezy, colder today with passing rain showers and highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, blustery and colder today with passing rain and snow showers, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, windy and colder with passing rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-40s, clearing tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy and colder with passing rain and snow showers today and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper teens to around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, upper 30s, increasing clouds Sunday with some light snow possible late in the day, upper 30s. A chance of snow Sunday night and Monday, windy and colder Monday afternoon, upper 30s. Lower 40s Tuesday with increasing clouds and rain showers possible Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.